Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm football.
Oh, goodness. I'm Chemda.
Hi, Chemda. Football's the best. Am I right or wrong?
By the sound of your voice, it's the super best.
Chelsea Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing, I'm all right. How
okay.
are you?
Not as football-y as Keith?
Not full-blown football, no.
I run around, I scream like I'm a member on the team.
But your team didn't play this weekend yet.
No, we recorded this right before the next Steelers game. But yesterday, I find out who, assuming we do win, we play next.
I see.
So I get invested.
So who are you yelling for?
You had Chiefs versus the Patriots, Packers versus the Cardinals, and I kind of wanted things to go the way they're expected to. So that, law of averages, today's game can be goofy. Does that make sense? We're the underdogs in this upcoming game against Denver, for sure. So for that to go wrong, I want the other stuff to have gone right. And that happened.
Oh, I see. So, like, if two good things happen in a row, bad thing is coming.
A crazy thing. It's time for a crazy thing to happen. And that will be Steelers winning over Denver.
So your team is expected to lose.
Yes.
So you want the stars to not align.
If the stars didn't align last night, then it'd be like, they're going to fucking align today. Today, I want something stupid to happen.
So did they align perfectly yesterday?
Yeah. It matched what these guys in Vegas.
Wow.
They know how to take your money.
Wow.
And it all makes sense. Yeah.
So you guys are supposed to be out today.
It's weird doing this show.
Look, you look nervous. Like it's real.
I'm scared. Like it's important. I will be bummed out irrationally.
You already expect it. That's why you people eat very bad shit, because it's like, at least I got to munch on things.
Somebody wrote me like, I'm sorry for your loss tomorrow. I write back on Twitter, fuck you. I know this guy, supports the show. I like him. I'd even call him a friend. We talk so much on social media, but here's my response. Fuck you. So we'll see.
Sports is the gateway drug.
It's weird that people are hearing the show, knowing the answer to the game.
Knowing how you already are feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, in the future.
I don't know what happened. They do.
Keith, how do you live?
Right. I want to say like, I can't believe that happened. Yay, Pittsburgh.
Right.
I don't know what happened. You know, listening to this.
Are you watching it in or out of your house?
I will probably watch it in my house.
Oh, God. Oh, but Kat's not there.
The cat is away, and the mice, they do yell.
Yes. How many mice were there last night?
Just me and my friend Tommy.
Oh, Tommy's yelling now?
Tommy's developing a personality, yeah. Yeah, he gets into it.
Are you trying to say that your friend is finally feeling comfortable around you?
Yes.
Oh, is that guy talk?
Well, you know what? He's very...
Well, as soon as he matches your personality, he has one.
Ray DeVito was going to come by, and he says, I'll tell Ray I said hi. And I said, I typed back, this is weird and uncharacteristic of Ray, but he told you to go fuck yourself. and then like, I don't see Tommy for a couple hours, and I'm like, you still coming over? And he's like, yeah, I didn't know if I should.
Oh, God.
I felt like a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. The nicest person in the world.
So nice.
He doesn't get your malleus.
Right. I'm like... Why would Ray say, go fuck yourself? It's like, I don't know. I didn't know.
You needed to relay it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I didn't know what was going on. You guys started. I said, do you remember Tommy? And I acted like I was talking to Ray. And I said, Ray, you remember Tommy, right? And I guess he does, because he took out a picture of you in his back pocket. Oh, no. Now he's pissing on it. He thought that was really happening in my house.
Stop it.
He was pissing on the bed. Or he was just so confused. I don't know if you can come over.
Do you know what he thinks of you?
We worked it out.
But before you worked it out, he thought that you have a friend who has his picture in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And then he took it out and pissed on it in your house, because that's what happens in your house.
It's a crazy house. Yeah. Maybe that's why he didn't want to come over. He's like, my feelings aren't hurt. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. I don't want to walk in a room full of piss.
I just don't know what to do with my prick once I'm at Keith's house.
Right.
Is the thing.
So people know what happened.
Chelsea, we'll let you talk in a minute.
Right. Chelsea, quiet, please. This is
men talk about football.
This is my passion, please. Whenever we do shows, once in a blue moon, we do shows ahead of time. For example, Christmas Vacation, we do shows. This kind of thing. When we went on tour, we did some shows ahead of time. And I always get nervous, and it's irrational. I get nervous that there's going to be a second 9/11, and you play our show, and we're like, hey, fuck, I had a hard day. I think I broke my toilet handle. And people would be like, how insensitive. Like, they're not going to realize, obviously, it's just recorded before, and I'm not a prick.
Our social media goes out because we scheduled it. Like, hey, the new show is up. What more fun is this?
Yeah, best day. Let me start by saying this is the best day ever.
Remember when you were feeling blue this morning? This will cheer you up.
Right. ISIS went through Times Square, cut everybody's heads off, and it's like, hey, guys, it is cold. So I'm excited and nervous and all that stuff. The announcers yesterday said, you know, they're making their predictions. Everybody thinks Pittsburgh will lose. And our old coach, Coach Cower, he's an announcer now. And they go, what do you think, old Pittsburgh coach? And he goes, Pittsburgh will show up. I could say, because I'm not saying anything negative.
Oh,
they will be on the television.
Well, I'll tell you this about your sports team that I've witnessed over the years of being forced to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Steelers, when you think they're not going to win, usually their legs work a little bit better.
That's true.
They like when they lose a little bit or when they're the underdogs.
They love saying everybody doubted them.
Yeah. Well, they're the Steelers.
Right.
They just have a hard life.
Yesterday's game was goofy in that amazing plays, crazy penalties, but it goes into overtime. This is Arizona and Green Bay. They flip the coin. The coin didn't flip.
That is the dumbest tradition, by the way.
Right. It's like
they go into overtime. Let me explain this to you, Chelsea, because it's so fucking stupid. Do you know about this already?
No.
Right. Okay. So they go into overtime. Instead of just continuing whatever play is happening, like whoever has the ball continues to have it, they flip a coin who gets the ball first, which obviously there's not going to be that much time to score. So if you win the flip of a coin, like a bunch of jackasses, because everyone just wants to go home because they're trying to beat traffic, am I right or wrong?
People are fair weather fans. You went out there. In a playoff game, like, I get the gist. It's like leaving a movie, three quarters in, like, I get it. He's going to live. Bye.
Right. Well, you're not going to let him die. He's the main character. Yeah. It's going to be sad for me. I'll cry on the way home.
It does. It is weird. Like, okay, you got the ball first, and let's see if you score, and that could be the end of it.
That's stupid.
It does seem stupid. Anyway, yeah. Here's the coin toss.
Gentlemen, overtime in the postseason, we will continue to play until we determine a winner. Both teams are going to have an opportunity to possess the ball. Unless the first team on offense scores a touchdown or there's a defensive score. Each team's going to have three timeouts per half, and all replays are going to be handled upstairs.
Doesn't everybody know that?
Okay.
Again, do you agree,
the shield side is heads, the T side is tails. The shield is heads, the T side is tails. Green Bay, visiting team, it's your choice. Tails is the call. Tails is the call.
It didn't flip. He has the coin on his hand, you know, with his thumb's gonna flip it. You just flip in the air like a child. It goes in the air, and you just see it does not turn. This coin does not turn at all, and it lands face down, and everybody starts going crazy, like you jinxed the whole game or something.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, did he? Let's be fair.
Right.
It sounds terrible.
Here we go.
Please,
you can't make any of this.
It is heads. You want the ball?
You can't make it up.
You can't make it up. If it was in a movie, you'd go bullshit. A coin didn't flip.
But you could still make it up.
I wouldn't even think to make this up.
Yeah, I think people need to expand their imagination. Maybe get off Facebook for a second.
Get ready for these prop bets for the Super Bowl. It's gonna be like, how many times does the coin flip?
Oh yes. Yeah. That's your kind of betting.
Yeah.
Okay, flip around.
So wait a second. It didn't flip.
The coin went up and didn't flip.
They have to announce
it. And so they had to re...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the coin stayed up in the air for a while, did not flip. Everybody in the stands is going crazy. The football teams are about to punch each other. I have a job where all I have to do is tell you things even though television exists.
Whenever this...
You're watching this right now. You saw it happen as I was telling it to you.
You know these announcers, whenever there's some kind of play, they're like, they're going to, if they keep going back to this play, my voice is on it forever. You know, that's why you have the guy going, goal. It's like, that's me. I did that.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Bombastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, that should stand the test of time. So now they're going to make sure they get in on the coin flip.
Yeah.
This is the craziest coin flip.
Yeah, they're trying to make it like
a moment.
A sing-songy thing so that people remember yeah, yeah. it. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The coin went up and didn't flip, and so they had to re-flip it.
You talk about having cameras everywhere. When have you ever seen this? We have a camera on the coin. And you heard what the guy said. It didn't flip. And it didn't flip.
I've seen pizzas flip more than that.
Yes.
That's a good one. I stamped it with that one. That'll stand the test of time. Pizzas. How did you like my pizza comment?
I flip my wife more when we have sex.
I blew it.
That was too far.
That's too much. Speaking of too far, I on Time Hop. You know, it says, you know, things you put on social media. And I guess a lot of us are getting embarrassed. Whenever you write on Twitter, it should say, do you want this to stand the test of time? But anyway, I happened to come across an old New York Post cover. And the Jets defeated New England. And the cover was Pat down. So mm-hmm. Patriots, right? Pat down. Jets slam Brady's junk.
Oh my God. We are adults.
How great is that? It'd be like if the Steelers end up winning and on the cover it said Steelers stick their dick in it. And then you open up the newspaper, it's like defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau, blah, 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 blah.
Remember when we were kids and we thought like permanent record was a real deal?
Yeah.
Mm. No, as adults, your permanent record is yeah, the real deal.
Now it is. They should say that'll stay on your permanent time hop.
Right. Do you really want to post this picture and see it a year from now?
Right.
Is this the guy for you?
The paperclip, Microsoft paperclip pops up. Like, it looks like you're going to do something stupid. May I help?
Are you drunk right now?
Right. Hey, let me mention this. Harry's Razors, HARRYS.com. I use them. I say it's like half the price of Gillette razors. It's so convenient that these razors come to your door. You are it's 2016. You promised you'd treat yourself better, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look better, feel better, save money, the classic three. This is all solved in one item. Harry's GD razors.
Mm-hmm. Look at me. Can you tell I have a mustache? No. Harry's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got my wife one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's 2016. I don't have to have a mustache.
This is fantastic. This is fantastic. You will want Harry's razors. Go to a drugstore. Hi, I'm a grown adult. Can you open up the little cabinet for me?
I might steal it.
Yeah. Or they let you go in the cabinet yourself. Beep, beep, beep. Like a truck's backing up.
It beeps.
Yeah. Yeah. We're watching you, 41-year-old. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Are you trying to look at razors, sir?
Right.
Aisle 5.
Harry's is fantastic. And
Harry's will give
Harry's will give you $5 off your first order with the exclusive code KATG. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Start the new year off right. Go to harrys.com right now, HARRYS.com. Enter the code KATG. They have a starter set. This is what I recommend. It's a great deal. Comes with a razor handle of your choice, 3 5-blade razor cartridges.
Already.
Oh. Yeah. Your choice of shaving cream or foaming shave gel, a travel cover, and free shipping. They have first-class customer service. You're going to like them a lot, okay?
Free shipping, you said also.
Free shipping.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up. Use code KATG.
But what do you do about the feeling of being in a long line? I don't know what you can do.
Go to Starbucks.
Go to Starbucks. Yeah. Wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Go about your day. Yeah. Kamda, you signed the lease, right, to your new place?
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. So we're going from a two-bedroom to a studio, which means no bedrooms. Right. But we couldn't be happier. And I can't tell if we're just so goofy happy to leave our apartment that we're like, this is going to work even better.
Right.
And even the landlord's a friend of a friend. So she's like, I don't know if you guys move in here and you really find a better place, like you can just leave. It's fine. We know that this is smaller than your last place. And we're like, we're in love with this place. We have a small backyard. It's only ours. We made sure before we signed the lease because she's being very proper, but we don't have to pay, like, she didn't look us up. She didn't, like, run our credit or whatever. But we're going through the things of, you know, if were gone for more than a week to let her know because, you know, if there's a flood or something, blah, blah, like things like that. And then finally she was like, and no smoking in the apartment. We're like, no. How about we smoke weed?
It's so funny that you asked that.
Sorry, I have to because you know what?
But what if the answer is no? Like, okay, then I won't. I mean, doing it. You know, it's kind of like when I asked my wife's father for his blessing to get married.
Right.
Like, you really better say yes or right. It's going to be real awkward. Right.
You basically are asking the father if he wants an invitation or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, do you want to be in on this because this is happening? Yeah, but it was kind of that way. It was like, we already asked her if the backyard is going to be okay to smoke weed in because we don't want this to come as a surprise later. That's all. Yeah. And so she just kind of like, oh yeah, I shouldn't have known you too.
Right.
And then she's like, yeah, it's just more tobacco. She doesn't want people to like keep lighting up or whatever.
Right. But so, but is shooting up okay? I'm just curious. No?
It's not smoking. It's the needles. So.
Right. 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 Well, yeah, we didn't sign on that. So
it'd be
funny.
She goes, I prefer you use needles.
Right.
But you do you. They're painting your place, whatever color.
She's asking us what color. We actually went over there because she's like, I wasn't certain if this wall was supposed to be this color or was the other one. So we were like, this corner of the wall should be yellow. And then the next corner, because it was the space is not just straight up rectangular.
Right.
So it moves and like the shift into the next room is like, you know, on this side it's this. And then in the middle it's this. And on the side, she's writing it down. She's.
So you feel that you're in different rooms. It's like.
There's like a transition.
I can't hear you. You're in the blue. What?
It sounds very New York.
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly.
Is the shower in the kitchen?
Well, it's not in the kitchen.
But as soon as it's painted pink,
right.
It's an all new room.
The tub slash sink for the kitchen is phenomenal. There's a separate room.
But. Are you waiting for the other shoe to drop?
Like, yeah.
It's so nice, so fast.
Yeah, I'm waiting for me to not have understood what it is to move from a two-bedroom to a studio, right. And I'm just like...
Or you get a bill for all the paint.
Right, right.
You wanted all the different colors. That's going to cost you.
Right. Oh, God, I didn't even think of that. No, it seems like she's fine. She's even like, oh, you might need another cabinet in the kitchen. I'll go to IKEA real quick. And I'm just like, oh, I got to go. This is too much for me. I signed it. Everything's fine. You get your furniture if you want.
And you have a dishwasher now.
No.
Right? Washer dryer.
I have a washer dryer.
Okay.
What in the fuck? Yes. Make the eyes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't it up to you, though, if that is also a dishwasher?
Yes. We got to get plastic plates.
I guess you got to. Right.
No, cotton. Cotton plates.
Cotton plates. Yeah. Everything is silicone.
Yeah.
I don't know if that can go to heat. I don't know.
And you don't pay for water even.
I'm not going to have a utilities bill anymore.
You could wash like a shirt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's the thing we don't want to do. Like jack up their bill and like we're the regretful people.
Things might change. Know? Yeah. they reserve the right.
Yeah. Run a laundromat for all your friends.
Right. Everyone comes over. It's a laundry
people
party.
People do that a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We this is such a sweet spot. They're so nice to us that we don't want to do that. But I got to say this. We are not taking our hamper to the new place. Because why do we need a hamper?
Oh, right.
It's not like we separate our clothes.
Right.
It's not an adult laundry thing.
Do you have a wash and dry?
No, but my laundromat's right across the street and they're great. So right. That's good.
When people hear people that live in the city talk like this, are they just laughing? Like, did I just ask, do you have a refrigerator?
Right, right.
Well, I'm from Atlanta and it's unheard of to be like, I have a washer dryer in my apartment. People aren't like, wow, that's so... In New York, people are like,
right?
How? Like, how much do you pay?
Right.
You might as well tell me your fireplace works because this is blowing my mind.
We have a fake fireplace.
Right.
But it really just is a wall that looks like a fireplace. It doesn't even have like that fake like space there.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It just has a grate that doesn't move. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to post it on our show notes.
What if people, like you're at somebody's house and you're like, look at that. That could be kind of a fireplace.
Right.
Who gives a shit?
I don't know. Oh,
it could be a wall that I can rest something on.
This looks like it would be cozy.
Yeah. Oh, but it is the greatest city. That's the thing.
And we're right outside of the train tracks.
Right. Henda rents out the washer dryer to another guy who lives in there.
In the kitchen.
Right.
Because that's the only other room.
But we still love the city. Have you heard about the Chipotle, by the way? You love them. They've been having so much food troubles.
Yeah.
People getting sick in so many states.
This is so sad for me because I watched the thing on the guy who started that.
Right.
And originally he wanted to do fine dining. And he did come from money. And his parents or his father gave him like $1 million. But that wasn't enough to – some kind of ridiculous money. Right. I don't remember. But he started with what's the name of the place again?
Chipotle.
Just to kind of generate some money, mm-hmm. you know, get in the restaurant business and then open his fine dining thing. And – eventually, he signed with McDonald's. Do you remember that?
Yeah. McDonald's bought them.
Yeah, and everyone sort of like was really upset about that. And they recognized what that means to the world if they are with McDonald's. They let McDonald's go.
That's the smartest choice. Maybe this is in hindsight, but yes, you stick with McDonald's. You're implying that the same food practice, right? The same food practices are.
Right.
Done.
And his whole thing is that you're actually eating fresh food. You're eating it fast, mm-hmm. you know. And so they started changing his menu, started making things shittier. And so he got them out. And now he's just focused on Chipotle's and new versions of Chipotle's, like Thai Chipotle. It's not going to be Chipotle, but like Thai food, same idea. Right. You know, take a little bit, which is like, oh, my God. Or Chinese food or like Indian food. That hasn't been working out very well because what's cheaper than Mexican food to have a lineup.
Right.
Nothing, right?
Mexican food's so good.
It's
and
so
comforting
good.
And so much cheese. And these other ethnic cuisines don't have nearly as much cheese and sour cream and guacamole.
My goodness.
In the second half of last year, more than 500 people got sick in Chipotle restaurants.
I mean, that would shut your whole business down.
They're closing all the Chipotles, and maybe it's just a move for us, the public, but they're closing it down for a couple hours to train their employees how not to give Ebola.
So what? It's
not the employees' fault. It's bad food.
I don't know. Is it a matter of they're letting things, you know, get bad and not recognizing what bad food is?
Everyone's doing it. Everyone's leaving out the cheese.
Right. You're right.
It's like that has to do with, you know, somewhere between the farmers and the store. It's not a dude not washing his hands.
You're right.
In the restaurant.
Yeah, all of a sudden, everyone in Chipotle is just boycotting right. nice things.
We all realized nobody likes putting away the mayonnaise.
This is so messed up, but I'm craving Chipotle now.
Well, it's half off.
You just have to wait 2 hours for them to wash their hands.
There's a discount. I was talking to my mom yesterday, and
did you time it?
It was text that's talking to me.
I see.
And the next
you did seem calm about telling me you talked to anyone of your parents.
Just all of a sudden it goes to, are you guys I would really like you and your wife to start going to church. Mm. And I'm like,
what were you talking about? Like video games?
Yeah, I have this, the Santa Claus she gave me, little tiny Santa Claus, and you press the hand.
Ugh, it's such a bitch.
It's hilarious.
Santa Claus! And then, Santa Claus! Like a psycho Santa, am I right? I'm not even like close to being off.
I can't walk by something like that in a store and not press the little button.
Because you're the devil. That's what the devil would do.
I press it and then I look at everybody, sorry. And that's my sorry is after the press, but before the thing even makes noise. Like, squeeze, sorry.
I can't help it. It says to press it.
My
I
favorite,
have to do it.
There's three different laughters. And one of the laughters, this is my favorite, it ends with, ha ha ha. And that cracks me up all the time. So I put on a little skit for my mom. You know, I'm like, hey, Santa.
So you do put on skits.
So I do skits. So my dad wasn't out of line, now that I think about it. My dad asked me, hey, you're coming over for Christmas. Can you and your wife do a skit for us like you used to do when you were a kid?
But keep in mind our sensibilities.
Yeah, he goes, keep in mind due to heretofore language sensibilities. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So now you got to go to church.
So I say, I don't know why I
engaged,
but I'm like, I'll tell you what, I
will go in hell.
I said, I promised to think on it. I won't.
This is you thinking on it.
She's making me sin. I'm breaking a commandment. I'm lying to my parents. So I say, okay, I'll think on it. Like, yeah, I really want you to. And there was something she said where I felt like, okay, I got to say something. I'm like, the church being anti-gay, I can't support. Last time I was at church was with my mom and my brother Mike.
You're saying this or not?
I'm saying all this. And the sermon happened to be how wrong it is to be gay. I have a gay brother. I don't know if my mom knows this. She has a gay son.
She knows.
And then you put $20 in the basket. And I said, literally, it made me sick.
You said all that?
Yeah, yeah. And she went like, aw, like, you know, did I hear my little boy sick? You know.
Do you want chicken soup? Because I'm going to ignore everything
right,
you're saying.
Right. So right, so she got, and then I brought up, you know, and then you have everything going on with kid touching. And then I corrected myself and I go, I don't know why I said kid touching. It's rape. Mm-hmm. And so she brings it up again, calls it kid touching, you know, because it's definitely a cuter name. It's like, yeah, I don't, you know, we of course don't support that.
Sure,
oh,
sure.
Okay, you're not into that?
Very controversial stance to take.
Right.
They don't support it.
And then the classic, record. There's, you know, there's bad apples in every vocation. It's like, well, I'm not hearing it about firemen.
You know what? Podcasters are not known.
Right.
For just rapity, rape, rape, rape.
6% of us aren't raping.
Children.
Right.
Children.
Children, anyways.
We might be raping women. That's... I'm not going to stand by the statement right. that
so
we're not.
So she says, well, you can pray on the fact that maybe the church will change its stance on gay.
Whoa, that math just made my brain explode.
I should still go to church, give God his due, and hopefully the church will later say, and once they say it's okay, then it's okay.
What
and,
denomination?
A Catholic. Roman Rite, we're Byzantine.
The worst denomination. Oh, sorry, the devil just came in.
But you could tell my mom still doesn't think being gay is okay because she'll say, she said, here, you know what? I have it right here.
It skeeves her out.
What it does. One more thing popped in my brain about things becoming more acceptable that were wrong. It's like we're all saying gay is okay. That doesn't make it right. She writes, Hitler. How did all those people go along with killing all those Jews?
And what? Wait, what?
You're not wrong, ladies.
Okay. That is a huge leap.
Right.
I'm not sure where we went.
So I think
where are you guys?
We're all okay somehow with this sin of being gay.
Uh-huh.
Compare it to everybody started hating Jews. Why did that become okay? That doesn't make it okay just because people made it okay. We obviously know you're supposed to be nice to Jews.
But we didn't go to the Church of Nazi until they changed their mind.
That's very true. We actually
Church of Nazi.
Right. I don't know where we're going with this. I'm leaving like everybody else.
Yeah, we did go to war, Mom. Yeah, so, and then I can't help it. And I'm like, well, actually, since we're talking, Hitler was able to kill all these Jews because he took the rhetoric that the Catholic Church was putting out that Jews are the devil. Hitler didn't just make it up. I guess he gives good speeches, but it wasn't his idea. It was already in people's heads because of the Catholic Church that Jews are the devil, and he went off that. It's the church's fault, and she's writing me. And I know
I'm
this
getting
I'm,
a bad signal.
Yeah. Like, what did you eat, honey?
Sounds like you're hungry. Peckish, maybe?
Do you need a nap? And she writes, look, I don't, I'm not saying I know much.
No, because here's what I'm finding a lot. And just mind this, just put this in the back of your brain somewhere, okay? People bring up God and church and whatever. They bring it up.
Right.
Then I go, no, thank you. And they're like, I'm just saying. And I'm like, I know, I'm saying also. Well, all right, how come I'm suddenly the person who's like opposing someone's nice thing that they get to live with and I'm trying to like, you know, change that for them and how come I'm being so combative? And I'm just like, you brought up God. I'm going to have that conversation. No, I'm just saying. That's what conversation is. We're all just saying.
Right, if you say no, thank you, and they continue on like that, it's one of the creepiest things I encounter in any conversation.
But I, you know,
it's
I go,
super creepy.
Okay, I'm making myself a little more innocent than I really am. I don't say no thank you. I just go, I don't know what God is. What is God to you? And they're like, you know what? That's my personal. And I'm like, but you just brought it up.
Right.
Just tell me what God means to you because it's important because people are using the God in this context, that context. Why don't you share what God means to you so that it's in a different context at least? And they're like, well, it doesn't mean the man in the sky. I'm like, I know what it doesn't mean, apparently. What does it mean? And then it's like, you know, Hamda. And I'm like, no, I don't. Just right. I didn't do this.
They bring up, I kind of do the same. They bring up God and then I go, huh? What?
Can you imagine if they tried to convince us about God like right now in our lives?
Yes, it's crazy.
Like, just this is the first time you hear about it.
Why are Zeus is silly, isn't it? You know, right. These Greek gods, these Roman gods, that those people were primitive fucking apes that believed in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Here, like, we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. So my mom goes, you're wrong. In fact, the Jews became the first Catholics. You know, Jesus is a Jew. I'm like, I know. I've been to these Holocaust museums. I started doing research on it, and this is what's going on. She's like, I don't know much, but I know there's no way the Catholic Church put out anti-Jew propaganda. And I'm like,
there's no way.
There's no way.
No way.
Right.
So, okay, but don't look it up.
So I send a link that just shows every fucking atrocity broken down from like year 240 to 1996, when finally the Catholic Church says, hey, sorry about all this rhetoric we put out. Forgives. Mm-hmm. Sorry. The church kept expelling people from, kept sending Jews out of the different countries before Hitler got involved.
Mom,
mother. And I'm going to stay up all night watching football with Tommy.
Even though he said not to.
You can't tell me when to go to bed. Hitler didn't invent the Jew patch.
Thank you.
Amen.
L'chaim.
Danny has a new bed. He has, we got a new bed in our house, and Danny has the Tempur-Pedic.
Did it fit on your loft?
Oh, no, not on that.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking huge, right?
Isn't that memory foam?
It's memory foam.
I like memory foam.
I hope that this bed doesn't remember how what we put it through to get it on Xerxes' car. yeah, it's 14 inches. It's king size. It's 14 inches thick. It's at least. That's crazy. So, yeah, we're, you know, the three of us are struggling with this bed, and we get it on the car. And all I'm thinking is, I guess it's good it's so heavy that it won't blow away when you guys, you know, after you tie it down.
That's totally how aerodynamics works.
But if it does come off, someone will die.
Yeah.
On the street.
I've driven with a mattress on top of my car, like literally not even a mile the whole time. I'm holding it too. As if I can hold it down.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just makes me feel better to have my hand on the mattress.
Right. Got it.
Yeah. 30 miles an hour. Got it.
So Xerxes is over at my place to help Danny with this bed. And he looks at me and he says, do you, like he doesn't know how to tell me something. Do you know about your wife? And I go,
oh my God, what kind of sentence is that?
Yeah, I go, that she's at a Tony Robbins seminar. He goes, oh, okay, you know. Like, he saw it on social media.
Stop.
Yeah.
He didn't mean that.
Yes, he did.
Come on.
He saw it on social media, and, you know, Tony Robbins is all about hyping you up to be the best self you can be. So it's like, you know, it looks a little cultish. But he's like, I want you to, you know, if I would have said, no, you think she's fucking somebody else? No, bro, it's worse. She's at a Tony Robbins seminar.
What, is he like concerned about the cult aspect of
it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, aw.
Like, I don't
he's
know.
He's going to break it to you?
Yeah, I don't know how to break the news to you. I don't look at Twitter. That's all I can say.
So what did he talk about, what he's worried about?
No, just like, he goes, oh, you know, like, you're fine with that. You know, and I'm like, yeah, she, you know, she's a go-getter. She reads, speaking of McDonald's, she reads that guy's book. She reads the founder of Walmart's book. She takes in all this stuff to be the best entrepreneur she can be. He's like, oh, okay. Like, if you're good with it.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was, I do know the video he's talking about. And, you know, it's like, get everybody just start jumping around and then we'll get real.
Because isn't he on stage for like 24 hours without peeing?
12 hours without oh leaving God. The stage. No joke.
12 hours.
He definitely wears a diaper.
He
might.
He wears adult diapers.
That. I believe
he has. He has to. 24 hours?
12 hours.
12 hours. Still, no, 12 hours. He has to be wearing an adult diaper.
Also, like, you get excited. Don't you pee in your pants a little bit? Like, it's like, yeah. Oh, fuck. Like, after 11 hours of not going to the bathroom, you jump up one more time. You peed a little.
Right.
A little. Everyone's nodding in the room, just so everybody knows. Leaving me out here in
Everybody's
silence.
Forgotten to go to the bathroom on their way out of a bar and on the train.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And then you get to your place. You're fine. But then you get to your place. Suddenly the key doesn't fit into anything and the pee is coming down.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, almost.
Well, anyway, my fellow Tony Robbinses.
No, sometimes I feel like is this the day I'm not going to make it? And I'm just going to pee right here.
Right.
Because it's coming.
Have you peed your pants?
In increments. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Like the last marathon, peed my pants a lot. Yeah, I was sick.
You ever, I'm not saying I have a leaky faucet, but you ever, you change, you put on new underwear, pants, and then right then a little pee happened to come out and you're like, oh fuck, I gotta start all over, or do I just live like this? Because it might happen later, so might as well just let it dry now.
Yeah.
Boom, really?
I don't know.
Because that's never happened to me. Gotcha.
It doesn't. I don't think it happens right when I change because I'm usually getting out of a shower, which I peed right in there.
Of course, yeah. Anybody who says that's gross is a. I don't trust them. That's
monsters.
Everybody does it.
It's not good time management. A.
Yeah. I don't understand why people get upset about anything in the shower. Or people get upset about
I eat in the shower. What's the problem?
I drink in there.
I don't understand what the difference is between peeing in a shower and a bidet. It's actually cleaner. You're washing yourself also.
Oh, I see.
And it goes straight down the drain.
I guess because you're standing on it. But I like to not think about it.
I don't know how it came up.
There are certain things. If you're going to think about things too much in life, you're not going to live.
Right.
You're just going to, that's death.
Just be in the shower. Live your life.
Thank you.
My wife's funny that we have, so she'll walk around the house in socks, you know, without shoes, and then go into the bed with those socks, and it bugs the shit out of me that you're putting dirt into our safe space, right?
I can understand.
So we have this new bed, and the head, you know, pops up like we're old people, and so I lay in the bed trying to judge where we're going to put this new TV, because now I have to clean the whole apartment because there's a new bed, you know, my whole life has changed. So I get in bed, and I know my shoes aren't on the bed because I have a condition when it comes to that.
No shoes on the bed condition. I heard of it.
And my wife says, can you not put the shoes on the mattress, please? And I'm like, I know I didn't, because it's actually like a rule of robotics in my head. I am unable to do that.
I know. Like you're thinking, that's a you thing.
Yeah. And B, welcome to the party. I should be able to tap dance on this bed.
Did you guys get over it?
Well, she's like, I'm going to Tony Robbins. Fuck you. She was making fun of me one night because I was thinking, so before I thought about giving it to Danny, what if we keep it in the hallway? And I'll show you a picture of how much hallway space it takes. But I didn't realize this. We'll keep it in the hallway, and then guests, it'll be a nice surprise for guests when they're over. It's like, here's, instead of an air mattress, boom, Tempur-Pedic.
Didn't I laugh out loud when you told me that? Well, I remember cracking up thinking he's joking.
Oh, she was laughing for hours. I should have said I was joking. I didn't realize how thick it was.
Or how stupid the concept was.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You have to drag this mattress into the living room. I don't know where would it fit.
How often do people sleep over, and how much?
I'm thinking, well, you know.
They can't sleep on the couch.
It's like you're getting this new apartment now. I guarantee you walk in and go, okay, let's think of all the soirees. People
I know,
walk in here.
I know. I had to stop thinking that way because I'm just like making furniture for people to sleep over. And I'm like, we are going to be here 365 days of the year. Emmy sleeping over probably 100 of those days.
Right. Should we leave the soap out so people can do their own clothes, or should they ask as it comes around? I want them to be comfortable.
Oh yeah, everything. I'm trying to get furniture where everything is a second thing. You know, like furniture and storage.
Right.
Like,
I love the storage ottomans.
Right?
Those are great. I really want one.
Yeah. So we're getting like a loft bed and then building a closet underneath it. Like, you know, having all kinds of drawers.
You're getting a loft bed for guests or for you?
For me. Yeah. Well, because it's one
room.
Have
you ever slept in a loft bed?
Yes. I have been 20. Yeah, but we're going to get a more adult one. We've been looking at adult things. One that's sturdy and doesn't literally shake when you're fucking.
Right.
I remember having a loft bed and like my boyfriend came with a screwdriver because it was just, he's like, okay, before right. we do this, he just screws in my bed a little more.
Oh, I had one of these beds. I would leave the bedroom after being with the chick and in the living room, there are my roommates and they're like,
uh-huh.
There's a fucking hole in the next wall. Good job, I think.
One time it was guy's birthday. I actually did sleep with him. And then the next morning, I could hear his roommates, and we're just like sitting there chilling. We were friends.
Right.
And I can hear their conversation like they're inside the room. And I'm just like, okay, at least we did it like last night. I know someone heard. But then I was like, fuck this. And I just stare at him while I pretend to come while he's like,
oh my God.
While his friends are listening, and they just got quiet. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh. Like,
my wife's laughing at me about this bed, and she's like, oh yeah, I remember watching on MTV Cribs, and they went in the hallway, my Tempur-Pedic for my friends. And then she made fun of me for my other idea. If I wasn't giving the bed to Danny, can I cut up a Tempur-Pedic and make like 1,000 Tempur-Pedic pillows for people?
Oh,
okay.
Well, instead Danny has a bed.
Sorry, Danny. I got a little excited.
I don't remember.
You know what? Cut the foot off and make yourself a Tempur-Pedic pillow.
That's true, right? If, yeah. if you don't hang
you don't
over.
All
right.
of that.
I was looking up something about Tempur-Pedic. I don't remember what. But I typed in Google, does Tempur-Pedic, I got to the second P, and the first thing that pops up, read that top one.
Oh, God.
Does Tempur-Pedic cause cancer?
Anyway, enjoy your new bed.
Are you serious?
I don't know why. I didn't
oh,
want to.
Wow.
I don't even want to click on it.
Could you get cancer that way?
I think I'll get cancer if I find out that the Catholic Church propaganded.
Everything causes cancer.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I decided. I got to go to the doctor because I'm so convinced I have something. I'm 40. I'm supposed to get a mammogram, so it's happening, you guys.
I feel like every time I'm convinced I have something and I go to the doctor just goes, yeah, no, it's just, you're just a person and it doesn't always feel good. I'm like, oh, okay.
Thanks, doc.
Anyway, that'll
that's
be
helpful.
Your copay is $40 and I don't, I'll, you know what? I'll let somebody else ask for that money because it is a little stupid that you pay me for your.
Yeah, I am getting ready for the doctor. Like, okay, how do I describe, you know, a couple pains that like are on and off in my system without making them think it's one thing or like I have to make sure that they give me the right test. So I have to look up what my things could be so that they don't miss anything.
Yep.
What the? You're a doctor. Right. I just don't trust it. I'm nervous about it. And I'm nervous to get a mammogram.
I don't think we should trust doctors because throughout history, they have been wrong again and again and again.
I was just telling my mom that. I sent a link. It goes throughout time. All the. Now, you're absolutely right. There. Never mind. They even get dead bodies wrong. You know, we hear stories where a guy popped up in a body bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, my great idea. In hospitals, they have one room where they throw in, placed gently, I hope, but they put your dead body in there and they wait a week. And if you don't pop up and bang on the door, then we put you underground.
They don't even know when you're dead.
They don't even know you're dead. They check with two fingers. Oh, I think pretty dead. Bullshit. Sorry, that's how I feel.
And they're also wrong about like preventative stuff. I mean, for instance, like dietary needs, we're finding out
right
every year new things. Not everybody, like growing up, I thought everybody was supposed to have 2,000 calories. You're supposed to have 11 to 17 servings of bread or cereal or whatever. And that's obviously, it couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, I don't know what experiments they were doing because I don't think they were. I think they just created that because that's what farmers need to sell. So they just, you know, whatever about everybody's health.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we discover things along the way that it's like, oops, you know.
The Got Milk campaign, they were like,
oh, yeah.
you need, what was it, 6 glasses of milk a day or something? Right. It was ridiculous. Who drinks 6 glasses of milk a day?
I forget that's what people do. Like, they have their dinner with a glass of milk. Did you do that as a kid?
Absolutely.
Did you?
We didn't drink a ton of milk in my house. I would have milk with cereal, but...
No, you got to be from the country, like Keith, or from like middle America.
Well, I'm from originally from Kennesaw, Georgia. I actually used to drink way too much Coca-Cola. Way too much. I was like a little crackhead about Coca-Cola when I was a kid. I used to beg my dad in the morning to let me have a sip of Coke before I went to school.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And we would meet at the fridge like it was a drug deal. He's like, my mom's the cops. She's around the corner. He's like, shh, be quiet.
You would just have a sip of it.
Just one sip. And then every now and then he would throw a can in my book bag. He'd be like, do not tell your mom. And do not open that in front of teachers.
Wow. Wait, so you were addicted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you now?
Oh, yeah. I'm very addicted to caffeine.
How much do you drink?
And I don't drink Coke anymore. It made me gain a bunch of weight in high school because you can only drink so much Coke for so long before it catches up with you.
Oh, yeah. I remember my brother gave up Coca-Cola for a weekend and lost 5 pounds mm-hmm. because that's how much he was drinking. I gave up Diet Coke. It has now been, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. I haven't drank anything.
It's the worst. I went to the dentist recently and he said, what do you drink? And I said, like water, tea. He goes, don't drink soda. And I said, well, I mostly drink beer and wine. And he goes, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, shit.
He's like, that's great. Anything but soda.
You've been doing comedy for like 3 years, right?
Yes.
What do your parents think about it?
So I started doing stand-up 3 years ago. Before that, I did like improv and sketch because I have a lot of anxiety and I kind of had some stage fright, which is pretty typical, I think.
So you wanted to do stand-up, but you started somewhere else so that you don't have stage fright?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And I was also like writing jokes and I would like try them out on my friends and stuff. And my friends would be like, yeah, maybe, instead of like telling me to go to an open mic or something. I did that. And my dad loves it. He loves that I do comedy. My mom also likes it, but I don't think she thinks I'm funny.
Have they been in your audience?
Yes. And actually, when I went home for Christmas break to Atlanta last year, they both came. They're divorced, so this is awkward. They both came to the Laughing School to see me. And
Dad was laughing extra hard when you told mom jokes and your mom was laughing extra hard when you told dad jokes.
Right. Oh, they loved it. And I was like hearing my mom say that I was funny, like I could hear it from anybody else and it's not going to mean as much. Like she's like my harshest critic.
So she thought you were funny?
Yeah, she said I had a good set.
Nice.
There you have it.
Yeah.
By the way, you're doing this show that's coming up, Feminasty.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm hosting it. We talked about it with Hot Mess people, Emily Lubin and Andrea Allen. They're co-producing it with me. You can go to keithandthegirl.com/mess. Karen Feehan will be there. Micah Fox, Bonnie McFarlane. I mean, like, it's such
Corinne
a good...
Corinne Fisher.
Ugh. Such a good list. I'm hosting, and you're on the lineup. Mm-hmm. What was your code for $5 tickets?
Chelsea.
All right.
Easy to remember.
You guys know how to spell that.
You would be so surprised how many people that live in New York don't know how to spell Chelsea.
Oh.
I get Chelsea, Chelsea, like C-H-E-A-L-C-E-A. I'm like, there's a whole neighborhood. You see signs all the time.
Right. Yeah, but it's funny that they couldn't even look it up. Like I say, if you're writing me, you should learn how to spell my name. It's probably in my email. Like if you're already spelling my name, find out how to do it.
And then if for some reason you don't know how to spell Chelsea, don't even go for it. Hey, yeah. Hey's fine.
Call me C.
Right.
No letter C.
By the way, best new guest finals are now up. All voting for all categories in the CACA Awards ends this weekend, including best new guest. Here are your top 10 of the year: Kyle Ayers, Karen Feehan, Gilbert Gottfried, Chaz Kangas, Chrissy Mayer, Jim Norton, Rosa, Big Mike Sanjiamo, Wendy Starling, and Sasher Zameda.
Oh my God, such a hard list.
Yeah.
That's a great list.
Yeah, you're going up against Gilbert Gottfried.
Right.
Oh my God.
He's doing pretty well.
Precious. I love him.
Yeah, precious is a good word for
him. I've seen him at the Village Underground and... like in person, he's so quiet and sweet and nice. Yeah. And then he gets on stage and he's just screaming.
Mm-hmm.
It really seems like a bipolar thing. Yeah, when he's not on stage, he's like a shy kid, right? Like, hey, how's it going? And then there's a microphone in front of him. This pussy is so
He only speaks for money.
Right, right. Chelsea, let me ask you something. If people want to go to your website or a Twitter account or find out information of when you're doing stand-up, what's the best way to play it?
They should go to www.chelseataylorcomedy.com.
Okay.
All the information is there.
My Facebook, my Twitter. You're on the World Wide Web?
I'm on the World Wide Interweb.
All right. Yeah. ChelseaTaylor.com.
Fantastic. And you have other
Not
shows?
Not ChelseaTaylor.com. That's a jewelry.
Oh, I'm sorry. What no, did it's you okay. just say?
There's a jewelry saleswoman who's always going to be at the top, and she has ChelseaTaylor.com.
With that attitude, sure.
She has a jewelry line called Chelsea Taylor, which I think is like just naming it after your full name is a little odd. Sorry, ChelseaTaylor.com. I'm ChelseaTaylorComedy.com.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Did you think about going into the jewelry business? Because she's so high up in the searches.
That, I have not thought of that. And that might be, yeah, that might be my way to like get to the very top of the Google search.
I'm excited about this upcoming show. KeithandGirl.com/mess. I already have my ticket. Make sure you get your ticket now. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tuesday, right?
Yep, this Tuesday. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
You know, because the Pittsburgh Steelers did so yesterday.
Right. and you host a show, right, yourself?
Yes. I just started producing and hosting a show at the Bowery Electric.
Okay.
And it's just called Bowery Comedy.
When's the next one?
It's Saturday, February 13th. Right. We have a really good lineup. Joe List, Sarah Tolmash, Randy Syfax, Sarah Armour. Cool. Monroe Martin.
There you go. Well, it was very nice meeting you.
It was nice to meet you, too.
And is a big fan of yours. I looked you up. I like your comedy very much, more than your mother. But it's not a competition. Thank you guys very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.